Neil Horan, This Town on Live 89.5. It's Chris on Good Morning Phuket, brought to you by Zana Beach Club. Life is better on the beach. Joining me in the studio now, we have Evie and Bafali from the Phuket Has Been Good to Us Foundation. Evie, you are one of the head honchos over at Phuket Has Been Good to Us, and Bafali, you are a friend of the organization, but you're coming together to help put on a very cool event coming up on February the 4th, which is the Family Colored Obstacle Challenge at Royal Phuket Marina. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for coming in. So I guess first we'll just have a quick chat with Evie about what Phuket Has Been Good to Us is all about, because of course it is a very well, it has a very good reputation on the island for being a fantastic organization that really gives back. But for people who don't know exactly the background of the organization, could you give us a little bit of information?
Yeah, sure. So Phuket Has Been Good to Us is Thai registered charity set up after the tsunami from 2004. The foundation, we teach English for free to 1,200, more than 1,200 children on, in three schools, in Kamala and Kalim. So we employ qualified English teachers. At this moment, we have seven qualified English teachers teaching English to, so what I've already said, 2,200 children. And because we want to provide a better economic opportunities for those children, so they feel more confident speaking English, and they have a better opportunity of working here in Phuket in the tourism industry, for example. Also, we organize extracurricular program, the Coconut Club, which is organized after school hours in the week, and also on Saturday we take the children swimming, because there are 175 children living in the Kamala school as yes, so that's why we organize events like the one on the 4th of February, actually, to raise funds to pay our English teachers.
Well, and it's such a great organization, and I have to say, hands down, out of all the charities in Phuket, you guys have the best ideas for fundraising, because a lot of them, I've talked to Sue Altman a few times about this, and just how a lot of the charity ideas, it's just kind of like, oh, come and have some beverages and then give us money. But Phuket Has Been Good to Us isn't like that. They have really cool ones, of course, the Black Tie Muay Thai, very famous event you guys have on. And then this one is just such a cool family-friendly event that's coming up on February the 4th at RPM. Bafali, if you want to tell us a little bit about what the actual event is going to be entailing. I mean, obviously it sounds very fun, but what kind of obstacle courses do we have?
Well, yes, obstacle course. Well, this is an obstacle course that is designed by Jay Walker from RPM and Russell D. Russell from K9 Point Academy. And they design it with keeping environmental concerns in mind. So it's built based out of recycled materials. We're talking like used tires and materials from past events and hay bales. So it's all environmental friendly. And it will have various different levels catered for different age group. So the course is open for children from age 6 and above to, say, 16. And at the event, it's not just physical obstacles. There will also be stations designed by international school students, including British International School and UWC, United World College Thailand. And those stations will be like mental challenges, brain teasers, hand-eye coordinations, quizzes. So it's meant to challenge your children in every way, not just physically, but also test their brain power. And along the course, we will be throwing safe colored flour at the participants, so to make it fun, a little messy as well.
So at the end, everyone has those really cool photos of themselves that just like drenched in like a tie-dye of colors.
Exactly. We're going to have a nice big board for them to take your picture at the end. And those who finish the course will also receive a medal, as well as a goodie bag to celebrate that they completed the challenge.
So as long as you complete, you will receive a medal and a goodie bag just to show that you have completed, and also to reinforce the whole, the most important thing is the effort.
Exactly. And this is one reason why I really love this event as a parent, because it's a non-competitive event. It's not a triathlon, it's not a marathon, it's not a bike race.
It's not a you win and everyone else loses type
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. So it's really like for fun, and the goal is for the whole family to join in and to challenge yourself. So even kids who are non-athletic and non-competitive would have so much fun, and they would love this event as well.
So, Evie, do you have some of the English teachers from Phuket as bringing it to us? Are they going to be taking part in the event as well?
Yes, so our English teachers are going to be there, and they're going to organize a brain teaser as well, just like the international schools.
Wonderful.
And also some of our children from the Kamala School, they will join in the event as well. So they will have fun a whole afternoon being there and also being having the colored flower on their bodies.
Yeah. Yes, very cool. Very cool event. And I think it's also important to allow the children to meet each other, because I think with the school system here, it's the school, the years are different, people have breaks at different times, and they may never end up meeting each other otherwise. So the fact that the kids from the Phuket Has Been Good to Us English schools can meet the children from the international schools and maybe make some new friends and some cross-cultural interactions as well.
Yes, indeed. I think that's a very strong point of this event as well. Yes, we're looking forward to that one.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So if people want to get tickets, they are available now up until the date, yes?
Yes, and they can also still come on the day itself from 3 p.m.
Okay.
And but they can people can also book in advance by calling our number or by emailing Phuket Has Been Good to Us. All the details are on our Facebook page or on our website as well. Yes.
Fantastic.
Oh, and speaking of bringing everyone together, there's also going to be an area for the younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
So for kids 5 and under who might be find the course a little too challenging, we have an activity area there for them. We will have teachers from Phuket Has Been Good to Us running some fun activities, coloring and some other activities. And also Kids Mania will be there to help with the little kids area as well. And for the grown-ups.
Of course.
For the grown-ups, of course. Well, first of all, parents are encouraged to do the course with your children.
Yeah.
You can do it together as a team. You can help your kids through the obstacle. It's meant to be a family event.
Yes.
But if you don't want to get too sweaty or too messy or too colored, you can also hang out in our chill out area, which is right next to the course. So you can still see the action with a cold beverage in your hand.
Cold adult beverage?
There will be kids and adult beverage. Yes.
Wonderful.
A wide selection. And there'll be really good food as well. We have foods sponsored from Dusitani. We have Mr. Moo and the Tuk Tuk Diner. So we have food that caters to everyone. There will be healthy food like veggie steaks with hummus, salads, fruit cups, fish taco. There's also going to be hamburgers, sausage, hot dogs for those who really want a big meal after the big challenge. So there's going to be something for everyone.
So really just an all-inclusive event for the whole family, and just you can go for like a full activity for the day.
Yes. And there will be also, in the chill-out area, there will be also Tommy the Tank entertaining during the whole event. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, there will be good music.
That's very cool. So, so much to do, and also for such a great cause, too. I mean, it's such a, you know, especially with ASEAN declaring their official language, it was going to be English, even though that's not the first language of any countries in ASEAN. It makes it very important for the next generation to be able to speak English as well as many other languages, most likely. So it's great that you're giving them such a wonderful start. And if you want to get tickets, you can find the link for that up on our website as well, thephuketnews.com, and click on events. And how much are the tickets or registration?
So for adults who want to join together with their children, it's 500 baht.
Mm-hmm.
For children, it's 300 baht.
Wonderful.
Entrance tickets, yes.
Very affordable, especially for such a fun Saturday to enjoy for such a great price. And once again, all the proceeds go to a wonderful Thai-registered charity. Phuket Has Been Good to Us. Thank you guys so much for coming in today. Once again, the event is coming up on the 4th of February at RPM. It is Phuket Has Been Good to Us Family Colored Obstacle Course Run. Thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Yes.
Coming up next, we got the new, actually, no, it's a really old Rihanna, but here's Take a Bow on Live 89.5.